What's up? This is the Blastmaster KRS-One. Make sure you check out Rough Rider Radio. Rawness going down.
You're listening to Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated, innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Riley, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.
Hey there, queens. Yes, this is your girl, Riley the Red Pill, and welcome back to our Women's History Month special discussions. And yes, it's just with me, Riley. Tonight, we're diving into some real talk about stuff we've all dealt with, from pettiness, jealousy, deceit, and mistreatment. But don't worry, we're not just going to be airing out our dirty laundry. We're going to unpack these issues to find some empowerment along the way. As we delve into this episode, I want to take a moment to reflect on the significance of Women's History Month. This month serves as a reminder of the countless contributions and achievements of women throughout history. But it is also a time for us to examine the challenges and obstacles that women continue to face, both individually and collectively. Tonight, our focus is going to be starting off with topics that are often overlooked. I want to address negative behaviors, especially within our women communities in our culture. It is easy to celebrate the successes of our sisters, but it's equally important to acknowledge and confront the behaviors that tend to hold us back. From our petty disagreements to our jealousy and deceit, these behaviors can erode trust, they can create division. But by shining a light on them, I'm hoping that, and as I'm engaging in these, that I open up a dialogue where we can have a power, that I can help to power and to foster a culture of support and respect amongst our women. During this episode, I will explore examples of these negative behaviors, and I will discuss their impact in our relationships and our communities. But most importantly, we'll emphasize the importance of uplifting and empowering each other, because when women support one another, incredible things will happen. So go ahead and grab you a glass of wine, settle in, and let's dive right into these thoughtful and this introspective discussion that I want to have with you tonight. Together, let's explore how we can create a community where hopefully you all can engage in the empowerment that I'm trying to uplift, where every woman will feel valued, respected, and of course, empowered. All right, let's go. So let's kick off things with pettiness. Y'all already know what that is. That rolling the eyes, that backhanded compliments, that subtle digs that y'all have that we've all encountered. It's like what I'm going to use is quote unquote that high school drama that never left us, right? But hey, recognizing it is the first step. Dealing with it and is the second. And let's get real about how pettiness really plays out in our lives. Pettiness, in my words, is defined as a tendency to be concerned with trivial matters or engage in small-minded behavior. In women interactions, pettiness can be manifested through those passive-aggressive comments, that gossip, holding grudges, engaging in spiteful actions. Pettiness can also arise in insecurity, competition, or a desire for control. Excuse me. It can manifest in various social situations, such as friendships. Pettiness can emerge with friends, like y'all feel threatened or jealous of each other, either by your success or the attention. Like, let me be honest, using myself as an example. There was a situation where my girlfriends, and let me say this, let me clarify that, my associates now from my sandbox. So they were girlfriends because we grew up together, right? But after they went on Facebook and called themselves, I guess they wanted to say they want to call me out or whatever the case may be. Or actually just sharing their jealousy and sharing how their true feelings were. They're now associates. But see, I can do that because in my life where the peace of understanding comes into play, I can either deal with it or I can set it aside. I can always be cordial with you, but you can never be in that space of friendship again. And so in using that example, it was a situation where it was stated that I made up this position for myself, this job, if you will. And you know what that job was? Riley the Red Pill on Rough Rider Radio. So I made this up. I guess they felt that I had to make up something to put myself in a situation that, what, I was passionate about? Okay. Well, yeah. Then if that's the way you want to state that and you want to share your jealousy about me, then, hey, this is where it landed me and I'm glad about it. But again, it's that small-minded behavior of not, and it was a shock to me because I didn't know these were underlining jealousy or statements or feelings, if you will, that people had about me. But yet, you can't break my shine, baby. I'm still going to smile each and every day, and I'm still going to pursue the passion I have within me because my passion leads me to have these discussions that I'm having now to be able to talk about the things that we don't talk about. So it often arises from insecurity, competition, or desire for control. And it can manifest, like I said, in social situations such as friendships, in the workplace. Y'all, we deal with that in the workplace where that competition comes into place for recognition or advancement. And it's sad to say that women are being competitive in the workplace. Why not help each other build each other to get to that level, to get to that next step? Instead of assuming or wanting to have what someone else has. Do you have what it takes to get to that next step? That's the thing we need to recognize. What we need to do is put that mirror in front of us at all times. But I'm going to get into that in a minute. And pettiness also evolves in social circles. Sometimes y'all have to understand, and I'm going to get into the depths of this as well, excluding those in your social circles, gossiping or making cliquish behavior. Why? For what? What's a click? Why do y'all have clicks anyway? Why? You know, women, let me give you examples of how we are so diminishing or degrading ourselves. You know, women feel slighted when their friend forgets an invite or a social gathering response by making a passive aggressive remark. And I say that because I had a situation with a friend of mine that, although she was being thoughtful about a friend, her friend took it as a negative understanding. And why I say that is because she was having a birthday event and she knew that one of her girlfriends was going to be out of town at that same time. She did not offer her the invitation because she knew she wasn't in town. But yet, the girlfriend felt like she should have known anyway. Now, I can say I can agree on both ends. However, I don't think that it was required to have a passive-aggressive remark. Instead, why not have a conversation about it? I think we fall short in not being able to communicate and be transparent. And that's what leads to the pettiness that evolves in our women. Or, like I said, in the workplace, you know, undermining another colleague's work by spreading rumors, you know, or withholding information to gain an advantage. Why do that? Why do we feel as though we want to hurt one another or take another sister down by talking about her? Can y'all talk about yourselves in that same instance? I'm going to be that sister right here today that I'm going to talk about you at the same time that you're talking about her, okay? So use me in that example. If you want to talk about her and her situation, have you looked at yourself first? Why are you spreading rumors? What's the real reason behind that? Have you thought about how petty or how jealous and envy, which we're going to get into next, that you are? You know, even in y'all social circles, you know, y'all invite that friend, but y'all talk about that friend at the same time. Come on now. We've all experienced it. But these are just my examples of how pettiness can manifest in various social situations. And it's often driven by feelings of insecurity and competition or a desire for control. But recognizing and addressing these behaviors, we can work towards fostering healthier and more supportive relationships within our community. But pettiness isn't alone. Now, next up is jealousy. You know that green-eyed monster that rears its head when we see someone else living their best life. Y'all know how it is. Y'all, I'm laughing, but I'm being so serious at the same time, ladies. Y'all see somebody living their best life, and the first thing you want to say is, I wonder if she can afford it. She had to go do this. She doing too much. That's my favorite saying. I'm going to get into that, baby, because I done had. Listen, I'm going to use myself in each of these situations because that's what I can do and I want to do. And I want to be able to share my experiences to help somebody else either understand or if you've been through it or going through it, or you can, so that you can overcome it. Because whether it's comparing ourselves to Instagram influencers or feeling envious of a friend's success, jealousy can sneak up on us and be a mess with our heads. But guess what? You're not alone in feeling this way. And there are ways to overcome it. Jealousy, in my words, I describe it as a fear of losing something that one possesses. While envy is that desire to possess what someone else has. So in women's relationships, jealousy can manifest as possessive or controlling behavior, but leading to feelings of insecurity and resentment. But envy, on the other hand, it can result in feelings of inadequacy or resentment towards others who possess qualities or achievements desired by that individual. Now, it's funny to me because, again, using myself as an example, jealousy has led to attempts to control and manipulate my own situations, damaging trust and intimacy in my relationships. And envy created a sense of competition or rivalry, which hindered authentic connections and mutual support amongst me and a few of people that I thought were my quote unquote best friends. But jealousy and envy, they stem from societal norms to me. I think that they do stem from the norm and expectation, such as the beauty standards, career success, and social status. Women feel pressured to conform, to unrealistic beauty ideals or compete for limited opportunities in a male-dominated field. This is just my perception. I think it leads to feelings of inadequacy or resentment that is toward others who appear to have achieved success. But again, I'm sharing my thoughts to help and encourage, as well as educate if you don't know, or if you're going through the same thing, women, so that we can be a better community. I think some of the strategies for managing and overcoming would be like to practice gratitude. Like, focus on appreciating your own strengths and accomplishments rather than comparing yourself to others. Even though you may not have gotten that position that you thought you felt like you were ready for, were you really ready? Or do you really want it? Sometimes we want positions, y'all, that we really don't want. And sometimes y'all forcing positions that y'all ain't ready to have. So you really need to look at the real picture. Like, focus on your positive growth. Set your personal goals and work towards self-improvement rather than fixating yourself on others' achievements. What she got, trust me, you don't know what headache she has. You don't know if she really wants it, or you don't know if she's going to be able to sustain it. But don't try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, because the shoes sizes don't always fit. And you're created, aligned, and designed to be who you are. Okay? I think if you practice gratitude and focus on our strengths, focus on positive growth, and cultivate empathy to try to understand the perspectives and experiences of others, and that way we can recognize that everyone faces their own challenges and insecurities. So exploring this, you explore the impact on women's relationships. When I differentiate between jealousy and envy, we can begin to address the underlying social tiles, the pressures and expectations that contribute to these negative emotions. Through practicing gratitude, we can focus on personal growth, cultivate empathy. Women can work towards building healthier and more supportive relationships with each other. It's important. But now, let's talk about deceit. Because along with jealousy and envy and pettiness, it's the deceit, those lies or betrayal, the trust issues, the biggest factor. Trust, but I think the second biggest is loyalty. That can leave us feeling hurt and confused. It's like, why can't people just be honest? But hey, we've got each other's backs. And together, we'll figure this out and navigate the murky waters of deceit. I do have to question that all the time. It's like, why y'all just can't be honest? Why you just can't tell the truth? Why you just don't? Transparency is my biggest thing. Be transparent. Let me digress for a second. Even in relationships. Now, I'm a single woman out here in this world, child. And I can't stand it. Coming from being an always in relationship type of woman and being single, it's a hell of a transition. And baby, the transparency and the communication that these men and women out here are doing, it's ridiculous. It's a wonder, on both behalves, why people are in relationships. And I understand. men, that 4-to-1, it's a hard understanding. And I had to explain this to some women, too, is that they think it's easy for men because they got a choice to pick from. No, baby, it's not, because they have been through experiences as well. And these choices don't make up for these experiences. A lot of times why they won't even get into long-lasting relationships is because of the experiences that they've had. Y'all make things too easy and give too, and then take most of them through the ringer and wonder why he don't want to be with nobody. After being married for 12 years, he just want to be out here being single and dealing with each and every other opportunity he can get. When at 53, you would think he would want to be married. Y'all got to think about other people's pain. And I think that all of the things that I'm talking about today is a factor in both men and women. So although this is Women's History Month, I hope that the men that are listening take note. Because I'm sharing this in your circles too. I'm sharing this in your understanding too. And when Men's History Month comes up, I'm going to be talking about the same things. Matter of fact, I'll make sure that I do. But anyway, I think if we practice gratitude, we can focus on personal growth. And like I said, we're going to lead into deceit and getting the understanding of how we can be more accountable. You know, deceit includes lying. It includes manipulation. It includes betrayal. We're going to get in and I'm going to break down the aspects of those. Because I want to encourage how we can have honest accountability by discussing these impactful, deceitful behaviors. And not just on our individualism, but in relationships. And highlight the importance of taking responsibility for our own actions. I think, I believe, and I'm going to say, if we could be accountable for ourselves, life would be a lot better. But I tell you, the true demise in all of us is our own accountability. You guys, accountability is big. I want to even discuss the damaging effects of deceit and trust in relationships among women. Because I want to emphasize the importance of honesty and authenticity in fostering genuine connections. You know, because if they're not connected, if it's not genuine, it erodes trust. It breeds suspicion. It creates distance. It ultimately hinders meaningful relationships and collaboration. I'm going to say a key factor. My assumed best friend at one point in my life, I shared at a moment. And ladies, I'm sure men as well, you've experienced the fact that you've had that one person that you thought was your go-to. That you could share each and every thing that you thought you could. And you could talk about it in confidence. To find out only that they stab you in your back. So I had a best friend at the time that I thought that I was sharing, you know, as I normally do, things that were bothering me, things that I was experiencing, and it may not have been necessarily, and I think one of the things that we have to realize in our conversations that we have with other people, that not necessarily is it always how we overall feel, but it's the feeling of that moment. And so in going and expressing how I felt about my now ex, who is now married, congratulations to him, because I don't have no grudges that I hold against nobody. Baby, I want to see everybody shine in life. But anyway, I shared with my best friend at the time some things that were bothering me in my relationship. And I didn't know if that was a relationship I should have been in. And I was just frustrated and venting. But at the same time, I was trying to make decisions. And I'm thinking, I'm telling this chick stuff in confidence to find out only she goes back behind my back and tells him everything I told her. Indeed, she did, y'all. So yeah, to date, no, she's not a friend or an associate. Actually, I am cordial if I see this person. But however, I'll never have a relationship with that person ever again. And never has taken on their own accountability of understanding what they did to people and how they affect people's lives. But I say that to say, we need to examine our own social factors. We need to contribute to, you know, that contribute to this kind of behavior especially amongst women. You know, it such as the pressure to conform, like the fear of peer judgment and the power of dynamics within our relationships. Again, it leads to those societal norms and expectations that can perpetuate. And yeah, if I mess up in a word, y'all know how I am. As Riley always says, I do mess up in my words, but I'll come back. Perpetuate a culture of dishonesty and undermine the value of authenticity and integrity in our relationships. You guys, we need to engage more engage in initiatives or movements that promote positive transparency and accountability in our personal and our professional interactions. But my biggest thing, really, be transparent. Practice being open-minded, open, honest communication, sharing your thoughts, feelings, and interactions openly with others. But at the same time, set your boundaries. Establish clear boundaries in your relationships, respecting both your own needs and the needs of others, so that the communication can be effective enough to foster mutual understanding and respect. I think when I talk about deceit in women's interactions and discussing its consequences and underlying social factors, that leads to us beginning to address the root causes of dishonest behavior. But in doing so, I want to cultivate a culture of honesty, integrity, and intimacy in all of our relationships through honest accountability, open communication, and setting boundaries. Women, we can work towards building trusting and authentic connections in each other. But let me break them down. I'm going to break down these examples like I told y'all. Let's get into these examples of deceitful behavior. I gave you a few examples, but I'm going to give you a few more. So like say like a woman that constantly, you had this one friend, right? And her financial situation, she pretends to have this lavish lifestyle. Y'all probably got that one or have that one or know that one. She got to pretend like she got this lavish lifestyle, but she really struggling and she in debt. And I'm going to say, it's a majority of you, of the minority, it's a majority of those that are out here pretending to have this lavish lifestyle and in serious debt. I think one of the funny things is when I first came to Atlanta, I went to the MVA or DMV is what we call it in DC. And as I was getting my insurance together, the lady was telling me how the biggest problem that they have in Atlanta is that people can't uphold their insurance. You know why? Because I was asking, why is the insurance so high down here? And it's because of the accidents. But they can't afford to pay for their insurance because they're trying to pay for these daggone car notes. Y'all out here trying to drive these Bentleys and the Mercedes. And I ain't got listen, I'm not knocking what you do. Baby, that's what your car of choice is or what you want to do. And that's what you feel you comfortable with. Have at it. I am not taking anything away from you. But I want to say this. Live within your means, baby, so that you can enjoy life to the fullest. Because you don't want to miss out on any opportunities trying to do things outside the box that are too extreme. It's no reason for it. You know, but this kind of behavior, it can erode trust and lead to feelings of betrayal amongst your friends. Like, eventually, they're going to discover the truth. If this is a habit that keeps happening, and that was the example that I used was, you know, having that friend that has that financial situation, pretending to have that lavish life. If it continues and you start seeing a pattern of things, it's going to come out. Why not be transparent? If these are your friends, so you say, tell them. Talk to them. They may pick up a mail. They may help you in a situation. Listen, digressing for a second, you know, I am a woman that I've been through a lot in life, as many of us have, and I've been incarcerated, I've been homeless, I've been carless, I've been a single mom, I've been married, I've been divorced, I've had boyfriends. This is my first time being single. I freaking hate it. But at the same time, in doing so, There were times that there was no one that I can turn to. And my strength of faith, as small as a mustard seed, is what has kept me. But it wasn't until one of my best friends took me into her own home and basically told me, allow yourself to get yourself together. You've been doing so much for so many other people that you haven't been able to sit down and focus on the you and you. Allowing yourself to fulfill the things that you know you are capable of doing. Being able to lead yourself in the direction, the alignment, and the design that God has given you. So I'm a woman today being here today to empower, educate, and uplift women as I go along this road. And having this podcast on Rough Rider Radio, which was a great opportunity for me, and I love my Rough Rider family, to continue to help women to overcome the societal norms and what is thought of us, and creating a better environment of trusting and being authentic so that we can connect better with one another. when we talk about manipulation, that's another aspect of women. Like I talked about the workplace, manipulating your colleagues and putting extra work on them, for example, so that you can falsely claim that you will lead to a promotion to which you don't get to that promotion. That creates resentment. It's a strain on a relationship. And that also can make someone feel exploited and deceived. Betrayal, you know, a woman betrays the confidence of her best friend by sharing personal information like I shared just a few moments ago. That's betrayal. It left me to feel like deep emotional pain, and it damaged our friendship. It's irreparable. It would never be. But also leads to feelings of mistrust. Ladies, why do we betray each other? These behaviors can manifest in various ways in women's interactions, and it's often driven by, in my personal opinion, underlying insecurities, competition, or desire of power control. And I think in that particular situation with dealing with that particular person, they were looking to be in control. I can't be controlled, baby, not by no female anyway. The only person that controls me is my God. And outside of that, there's nothing that you can control me with. Like, we're not in the same alignment, to which I do encourage get into circles that are aligned in what your design is, because that's the only way you perpetuate. In social settings, women may engage in gossip or spreading rumors to undermine others and elevate their own social status. You know, there's situations where, you know, two women can go in a room. One will try to consume attention. And what I mean by that, may go around the room and greet people and have the expectation of people seeing her or making herself noticed, where the other woman can walk in a room and people notice her. I've had those situations. Again, dealing with one of those best friends that felt like the attention should always be theirs, and they wanted to have control in situations. I know y'all say, Riley, why were you even dealing with that kind of female? You know what? Honestly, it was just, I don't think I really focused on it too much. Nor maybe I didn't care. But I learned. Let me just say that. I learned. But it happens in professional environments. Women may engage in sabotage or deceit to gain a competitive edge or advance in their careers. And they do that at the expense of others. But in our personal relationships, women use manipulation or deception to avoid confrontation. And again, this is my perception. And sometimes they use it to maintain control over their partners or their friends. And that's sad, because they're doing it in both environments. But what I want to say is that in hopes to, as I just illustrated, deceitful behavior and how it can damage relationships and undermine trust among women, I want to highlight the importance of honesty, integrity, accountability, and fostering healthy and supportive interactions. You know, because it's important that we have these. As we focus on behavior, not the person. I think when offering feedback such as focusing on our specific actions rather than criticizing individuals' characters, we can help prevent defensiveness and encourage a more constructive response. Highlight the impact of, like, clearly communicating how the behavior in question has affected individuals and relationship, with ideas such as dealing with the consequences and emphasizing on the importance of recognizing how we address the impact of one's actions. I want to encourage individuals to reflect on their behaviors. Take responsibility for yourself. Encourage self-awareness and ask questions like, how do you think your actions may have affected others? Or what steps could you have taken to make amends or prevent similar situations in the future? I think it's important that we also offer support and guidance. You know, providing support to help individuals learn from their mistakes, make positive changes, offer resources or suggestions for personal growth. One of the things that we fail in our society to recognize and accept is therapy. Therapy is great for you. I encourage each and every one of us to go to therapy. You know, I digress for a second. How our culture, is so conditioned to think that speaking to someone outside the box is basically telling them your business. And in fact, it's being able to have someone see your situation from a different perspective to help you through that circumstance or that situation. Workshops. Go to workshops. If you don't want to be on one-on-one therapy, go to group sessions. I think those are very helpful because you'll recognize people that are dealing with your same situation that can give you a different kind of outcome, that you can see things differently. Or if you're one of those people that just can do self-help, get self-help books. They are so beneficial. They are so helpful. They are so resourceful. They can help you. But in doing so, as far as our culture, the biggest thing about us is our accountability. Accountability within our community, our organization. If we could promote that by modeling honesty, integrity, and transparency in our own actions, we can encourage open communication and collaboration and recognize and celebrate individuals who demonstrate accountability and growth. We can help our communities and our culture develop more. These are key things that will help us thrive as a culture in order for us to be more receptive to ourselves. And the biggest thing with women is that we don't stand on our own accountability. You know, we look at situations as, majority of the time, we look on at situations as it's the other person, when in fact we need to look at ourselves. And that mirror is a big aspect of what I encourage each and every one of us to do. Let me digress a second. One of my favorite shows used to be Mary Jane. Let me tell you why. Although I do have similarities to her personality, one of the key things I took away from that show is the fact of taking those post-its and placing them on a mirror or wherever I would see first thing in the morning. And when I tell you I implement that in my everyday, I take a post-it note, make a note to myself, and I stick it up on that wall so that I can acknowledge it and go, you know, look at what I've wrote, think about it in my mindset, and think about my approach in dealing with it. But also seeing those notes shows me things I need to be accountable for. Because I wasn't just writing things that I was in pain about. I was writing things that I need to do, things I need to say, things I need to understand, things I need to acknowledge, things I need to be accountable for. Use that method. And that's a self-help tool. Use something that will encourage you to understand you as a whole and empower your mindset. But with that, last but not least, let's get into mistreatment. With everything that I explained to you, from pettiness to jealousy to envy to accountability to guidance, all of these things, let's get into mistreatment. Whether it's sexism, racism, or just plain old disrespect, none of us deserve to be treated like crap. It's time to call out the bullies, it's time to set boundaries, and it's time to stand up for ourselves and each other. One of the ways we can do this, and I'm going to repeat just what I was explaining, is by encouraging honest accountability and highlighting the importance of taking responsibility for one's actions. We can create a more individual, a culture, where individuals can feel empowered to learn from each other, learn from their mistakes, to grow personally and professionally, and build stronger, more resilient relationships. This is key. This is the key aspect to us being able to strengthen our culture as well as women. We have to do this, ladies. By being encouraging to other people, we can help them with honest accountability. And we do that by highlighting the importance of taking responsibility for their actions. We have to recreate our culture so that individuals will feel empowered and they'll learn from their own mistakes. We want people to grow personally. We want people to grow professionally. We want to build stronger and more resilient relationships. Stop the gossip. Ladies, we got to stop. Spreading rumors or sharing sensitive information about other women within your within our community, that leads to mistrust and fractured relationships. Don't gossip about that girl's personal life or choices about without her consent, you know, because that can cause emotional distress and damage to her reputation. We got to stop gossiping about other people. Do you talk about yourself? Now, I'm going to tell you about me. I will tell you about myself, honey. 2, 3, 4 times, I'll tell you about me. But that's not everybody. So stop damaging people's reputation by gossiping about people's livelihoods and their personal lives. Deliberately excluding certain women from social gatherings or activities based on arbitrary criteria such as appearance, socioeconomic status, or perceived popularity, that also leads to feelings of isolation and alienation. For example, y'all go out with your girls and you got that one girl that you just don't want to bring out because she doesn't fit in with the group, because she doesn't fit the perceived image. Then why are y'all friends with her in the first place? Why are you trying to hurt this woman and damage her? For what? You obviously built that friendship based on there was something that you felt could help mold your group. Don't become that bully. Don't make it hurtful. Don't damage this woman. Don't get jealous or envy in that situation now, because maybe you've learned more about her that you might even see yourself in that person. But why do the exclusionary aspect of it? Why make that person feel alienated? You know, I don't understand it. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't build circles if I don't feel as though you're a circle that can be complete. I'm not interested in damaging anybody in any aspect of their life. And the biggest thing that's going on now in our society and continues to go on, has been going on, but it's more of an emphasis now, is bullying, like engaging in verbal or physical intimidation tactics towards other women. That creates a toxic environment. Retaliation environment, harassment environment. It creates a fear and an insecurity in women. It can manifest in various forms. I mean, there's cyberbullying, like I said, workplace harassment, social ostracization. I mean, again, bullying a woman for her appearance or for deviating from a societal norm can have long-lasting psychological effects. We're not trying to be the detrimental impact of our culture or our woman. But these aspects of impacts can be such mistreatment on individuals and relationships. And that can lead to decreased self-esteem, heightened anxiety and stress, erosion of trust, and diminished sense of belonging within a community. To all, not only on the level of the mental health, but the physical health. I digress again. You know, the old movie, and I have not yet seen the new one, of The Color Purple. When I think about me even explaining this, I'm thinking about Celia and her sister and the effects that she felt of not being that perfect sister, if you will. But then that was told to her and from a man, and she experienced feeling that way and having that low self-esteem because of how he treated her. But her sister was continuously trying to empower her. We've got to build stronger relationships within our Black community. And again, this is Women's History Month. My show is for all women. But I specifically focus on my culture because I am a Black woman. And I do see a lot of what I'm continuing to have a conversation about on each of my shows, but emphasizing more so on this one in my own culture. So I'm here to help a sister. I want to see our sisters be the best that we can be. And if it takes me to start here, I'm going to continue to do it. But I want to address some social factors contributing to mistreatment among women, because it's such as internalized competition, again, societal norms. And I want to give strategies for building solidarity and empowerment among our women. If we foster open communications, like encouraging honest and respectful dialogue among women, we can help address misunderstandings and resolve conflicts before they escalate. Creating safe spaces for our sisters so they feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or retribution, which can promote to understanding and empathy. Supporting our achievements. When the last time you hit your girl up and was like, yeah, girl, congratulations, you did that. I always knew you could do it. Let's celebrate and uplift your accomplishment. You know, we have to do that because within our community, we can combat feelings of competition and jealousy by just doing simple things such as that. Acknowledging and valuing each other's strengths and successes, women, we can cultivate a culture of mutual support and challenging one another. But challenging harmful stereotypes and falsehoods, we have to confront those. Confront and challenge persuasive stereotypes, myths about women, how we can help dismantle ingrained biases and prejudices. If we educate ourselves and others by the intersexuality of gender, race, class, and other identities, we can foster greater and stronger solidarity within women's communities. If we were to implement these strategies and promote a culture of empathy, respect, and empowerment, baby, we as women, we could work together to combat mistreatment and build a stronger, more supportive community. Ladies, this is Women's History Month. This is a month to which we should set the pace to be a unified community. If we could just build these ties of holding up our sisters and empowering them in solidarity, we could be so profound. We are the face and the figure that everyone looks at first. We are the voices that everyone listens to first. We are the mothers, we're the sisters, we're the daughters, we're the aunties, we're the godmothers. We are what represents the culture beginning stages with the balance of a man. But we need to conform to a better understanding of what it is we have within us so that we can be better for each other. All right, so after diving deep into some of that heavy stuff, let me end on a high note. Empowerment. As Black women, we've got strength. We've got resilience. We have our sisterhood on our side. So let's lift up each other. Celebrate our successes and keep fighting for a world where we're truly empowered. I want you to recognize some key aspects of my discussion today. And again, my disclaimer. This is all Riley the Red Pill's perspective. You guys, I constantly think about things that I can do to help to empower, uplift, educate, and support our community and our culture. And when it comes to me being in the place and the position that I am in, I'm going to do all things that I can to be able to make it this platform even greater and in helping to place us in a position we have to be in. It's essential to recognize and address negative behaviors within our communities, such as the gossip I spoke about, the exclusion and bullying, as they definitely can have detrimental impacts on individuals and relationships. Reflecting on our own behaviors and attitudes is crucial for fostering positive relationships and support networks within our communities. We can commit to fostering empathy, respect, and empowerment by actively challenging harmful stereotypes. We have to support our achievements and foster open communication. Encouraging ongoing dialogue and collective growth is essential for creating inclusive and supportive communities for all women to feel valued and supported. I want to encourage you all to reflect on your own behaviors and attitudes. Commit to fostering positive relationships and support networks within our communities. Engage in ongoing dialogue and collective growth. I encourage you all to give me feedback if you have questions, if you want to further discuss any of this. You're welcome, because we can continue to have this conversation to promote mutual understanding and empowerment among us. But let me say this about myself. I like to always reflect on my own behavior and attitude, because it is crucial for fostering positive relationships and support networks within our community. It also helps me to introduce how we can commit to fostering empathy and respect to the power of our activities. And I challenge harmful stereotypes by supporting my and others' achievements and fostering open communication. As an individual, it is crucial for me to reflect on my behavior and attitude to foster positive relationships and support networks within my community. This involves actively listening to not just what I'm giving you, but to others, being empathetic, and demonstrating respect for everyone's experiences and perspectives. I strive to approach interactions with an open mind, avoiding judgment and assumptions, and seeking to understand rather than to be understood. Committing to fostering empathy and respect in the power of our activities, that involves consciously choosing words and actions that I can use to uplift and empower others. This means I celebrate diversity and actively challenge stereotypes by acknowledging and supporting each one of you. You are the stars that make the stars, baby. I say that all the time. And I want to acknowledge and support your achievements whenever I have the opportunity to do so. And by amplifying the voices of marginalized individuals, I promote inclusivity. And y'all know I always have a problem saying that word. So that we can create a more equitable and supportive community. I foster open communication too. In another essential aspect of building positive relationships and support networks, this requires me creating safe spaces where individuals feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear, judgment, or reprisal. As to why me as Riley the Red Pill set this platform, so that we just have a conversation, baby. There is never an interview, because y'all know I don't know how to do interviews. We only gonna have a conversation. I endeavor to promote transparent and honest dialogue by listening attentively to others' concerns and your perspectives. I work collaboratively to address challenges and conflicts. But overall, by cultivating empathy, respect, and open communication in our interactions and activities, I challenge harmful stereotypes and create a more inclusive and supportive community where everybody feels valued and empowered to thrive. That is my whole perspective. That is the whole key. That is the whole understanding. Ladies, it is Women's History Month, and I love y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. I know some of you I don't know, and then some of you listeners I do know. But at the same time, I'm encouraging love and empowerment during this time that you can take with you and continue to use as me as a support system for you. As I am coming to a close to my show, I cannot end without breaking down some of the keywords for me that you all exuberate and I want to share, because this is how I feel about you. You all are my angels, and which most of the time women are depicted as angels due to our nurturing and caring qualities. In the context of Women's History Month, though, angel symbolizes to me compassion, kindness, and support that we as women have historically provided for our families, communities, and society at large. You ladies are my heroes. Throughout history, we have demonstrated incredible bravery and resilience in the face of adversity. As heroes, you women have fought for equality, justice, and human rights, often overcoming significant obstacles to create positive change. This month celebrates the heroic actions and contributions of women who have made lasting impacts on the world from before to now, and those that will be present. You ladies are protectors. Women, we have been protecting our loved ones and our communities and advocating for well-being and safety for those around us for years and years and more years to come. Whether it's through nurturing our children, standing up against injustice, or defending the rights of others, we have played a crucial role as protectors throughout our history. We've been lifesavers. We've saved lives in various ways, from providing medical care. Salute to the ladies on the front line. We thank you for your service in the medical industry and the military industry, as well as our teachers. I don't want to forget y'all. Y'all are very important. Y'all taking care of these kids 9 to 5, majority of the day, okay? I gave y'all an 8-hour work day. But providing medical care as professional healthcare professionals, military professionals, and advocating for life-saving policies and initiatives, Women's History Month is acknowledged the contributions of women who have saved lives through their actions, innovations, and advocacy efforts, making the world a safer and healthier place for us all. And last but not least, y'all know y'all the stars that make the stars, baby. You all shine brightly in countless fields, from science to technology to art to literature to music. And as stars, women, you have illuminated the world with your talent, your creativity, and your leadership. Women's History Month, I celebrate each and every one of you. I don't forget my home healthcare aides, my home workers, the daycare providers. Who am I getting? I'm trying to get touch every field there is, baby. But I celebrate you. Women's History Month celebrating the achievements and successes of our women who have blazed trails and inspired others to reach for the stars. Again, I just want to say all of these words that I shared, I wanted to highlight the diverse roles and contributions of our women throughout history, because you have served as a tribute to you all for your strength, resilience, and impact on our society. I love y'all. Thank you all for tuning in to Riley the Red Pill on each and every Saturday. You can catch me on Rough Riders Radio right here on Rough Riders. Y'all know what it is. Tune in each and every day. We have the greatest DJs, the baddest podcast. Tune in to Rough Riders because we're giving you something that you never had before. I thank you all. Again, happy Women's History Month. I have more to come. I want to give y'all some girls talk coming up soon because we got to have it. I know I've had my own talk, but I want to share with my sisters. I absolutely love y'all. Take care and do something great for one another. When you see another sister, give her a compliment. Give her a smile. Tell her you love her. Tell her she's doing a damn thing. Whatever the case may be. I'm going to leave it all up to you. I love y'all. Good night.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbread and collard greens. Oh yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it.
Just might be a black Bill Gates in the making. I just might be. be a black Bill Gates in the making. I see it, I want it. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your patience.
Rough Rider Radio.
She's motivated.
innovative, inspirational, with real life understanding and real talk with real situations. It's Rob, the Red Pill Talk Show. Let's go.